as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Today's a good day to live up to my reputation. Today's a good day.
The Good Day program.
Good Day.
We'll be singing along with Billy Joel during this hour of the program. Plus, children and their problems in cars. If you are a swimmer, you may be interested in this man who wrestled a big shark. Plus, easy way for you to get $20,000 from a child. And the essence of Dr. Ken. And an update on some of the medical news coming up in a few minutes. First, though, there are a number of movies that Richie discovered that have scenes in them. You know, you all think about, I was talking earlier, I think it was off the air. Was it off the air or on the air? Sorry, my son.
It was off the air. Yeah, your son got a job writing a script.
Right. So, but a lot of the really great actors and a lot of the great directors encourage the artists, i.e. the actors, to be improvisation. It depends on the director, but there are a lot of if really good actors come along. Oftentimes they can do better things in a scene than what's on the piece of paper. So we have a number of examples of some of the great unscripted movie scenes, so-called movie improvisation, starting off with was this the first Indiana Jones movie? Raiders of the Lost Ark was the first one, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And so this scene, which you all will remember, was completely improvisational.
Standing in the middle of the market.
Indiana Jones with the Arab sword fighter. He just pulled out the
guy. So when the guy pulls out the big sword and then waves it all around and flips it behind his back and the whole thing, and he just pulls out the gun and shoots him, all improv.
Not in the script.
Yeah. Not in the script.
I know there's Steven Spielberg.
And apparently the reason that they did that is because Harrison Ford had come down with a flu-like symptoms the night before, and there was supposed to be a big fight scene there, and apparently physically he just wasn't up for it.
Right.
So he just kind of did that instead, and Spielberg said, I love it. Cut it. Let's do
print.
It. Yeah, print.
Another Spielberg movie, Jaws, where the police chief got his first look at the shark and tells the captain he's going to
slow ahead.
Need a bigger boat.
I can go slow ahead. Come on down and chum some of this shit.
They just saw the big one.
Yeah.
Classic.
Classic.
Absolutely
very much so.
Classic.
All right, here's another movie. Again, Harrison Ford is known for convincing writers and directors to play a little loose sometimes with the script. This is an example of that. Actually, it's Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones is the one who actually ad-libbed the line, which is perfect for the movie.
Richard Kimball.
The Fugitive.
The Fugitive.
When he's standing at the end of that well, getting ready to jump.
Yeah. Harrison Ford plays Richard Kimball.
I didn't kill my wife! I don't care!
So, the beauty of that I don't care line from Tommy Lee Jones, he just ad-libbed, was it really just kind of wrapped up his character all in one. I don't care if you're guilty or
I'm
not. I'm going to get my man.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
All right, let's go to, here's another Harrison Ford example, Richie. Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. Han Solo is about to be encased in carbonite. Princess Leia comes along to tell him.
Confess her love.
Story.
I love you.
I know.
Yeah, I know wasn't in the script.
I know. Which is perfect Han Solo.
Yeah.
The guy didn't have, he didn't know how to show his feelings. You know, it was absolutely perfect.
Right. All right. Now, one of the most famous scenes in the history of movies comes from one of the most popular and most loved movies of all time, Casablanca, where at
the end. My favorite movie.
At the end, they shot 14 different ends to this movie at the Burbank Airport. 14 different ends, and this is the one that made it.
He's looking at you, kid.
I was never in the script.
Wow.
Never.
Really?
I was never in the script.
Wow,
nope.
One of the most famous movie lines in all time.
Yep. Never, and he tells the story of not even thinking about it. It's kind of like Ed with the beginning of The Tonight Show. How many people know that story? Ed McMahon tells a great story, doesn't tell anymore, but he told it when he was around, how he and Johnny tried to figure out how to begin the show. And Carson said, I don't know, I'm leaving it to you. And Ed's walking down the corridor the first night in October of 1990, October of 1962, when they start The Tonight Show. McMahon walks into the studio, and he doesn't know how he's going to introduce Johnny. He looks at the audience, hears them screaming and yelling, and he doesn't think he's going to be heard over the audience. So he yells, "Here's Johnny!" And that's how it started. That's how that happened, because the audience was making so much noise, he didn't think he'd be heard. So he yelled it out.
Wow.
And another great line, like this, the thing from Casablanca at the end, they were at the, they had to make up the fog. Jennifer would tell you that. They had to come up with, it's either the Burbank Airport or the Santa Monica. Now that I think about it, I think it was the Santa Monica Airport, because it's on the ocean, and it was fogged in all the time in the middle of the night. So that's when they shot that. So, anyway, some pretty good scenes. Richie, that was good. Unscripted movie
cool stuff.
Scenes that made it big. Yep. Dr. Ken in a moment here on Good Day.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job.
My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke. Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our start?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with an overview of the items, these big stories that he researches from the various medical journals. Brought to us by the folks who bring you Cardiol, with news in a moment about how you can get a free triglyceride and cholesterol level tester worth $89.95. You get it for free if you listen up here. Meanwhile, Ken, what's the story with job burnout?
Everyone listen up, especially you employers. This is out of Psychosomatic Medicine this week. Doug, getting burned out from your job is not just bad for your mental health. It could be bad for your heart, too. There's an association between coronary heart disease, which is a major risk factor for a heart attack, and job burnout. In the past, job burnout was also linked to type 2 diabetes. So what can you do to prevent job burnout? Well, exercise is a good way to boost well-being and keep depression and job burnout at bay. If you haven't been in an exercise program in a long time, please ask your doctor before you get involved.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, an eminent cardiologist from Florida. He's the fellow who comes up with these stories for us, studying the heart, which is a specialty in a lot of heart news this week, including you could get in a drugstore, this antibiotic that poses a certain risk to your heart.
This is a common request for an antibiotic. My phone rings probably once a week asking for a Z-Pak or a Zithromax or Z-Max. This popular antibiotic, scientifically it's known as azithromycin. It may also cause a potentially fatal irregular heart rhythm in some people. This antibiotic, it causes changes, Doug, in the electrical system of the heart, which leads to abnormal heart rhythms. It can also trigger a rapid form of the heartbeat. Doctors call this torsades de pointe. Patients at risk for this problem include those who've had what's known as a little jargony, prolonged QT interval. This is something we measure on the EKG, but also low blood levels of potassium or magnesium, or an abnormally slow heart rate, or those who take medications to treat heart rhythm abnormalities are all at risk of this, including elderly patients and patients with heart disease also may be more at risk. So everybody's asking me, should we avoid these antibiotics entirely, the Z-Pak? And I don't think we should throw it out, and the FDA is not recommending that at all. There's just a warning. But those who have these risk factors should go to another antibiotic.
Another unintended consequence, another screw-up by the FDA. That's basically what I read into this. Am I right?
Well, it's just what we learn about drugs as they evolve, and everything is not apparent. There's huge pressure on the FDA to release new medications, and then as the drugs get experienced down the road, years even, we learn new things, as this is the case.
Breast cancer radiation, what's the impact on both men and women?
New England Journal of Medicine this week, Doug, that radiation treatment for breast cancer given after breast cancer conserving surgery and sometimes after mastectomy, it's known to reduce the risk of the cancer returning and death from the breast cancer, but the therapy comes with its own risks. The treatment has been found to increase the odds of developing heart disease later through incidental radiation exposure to the heart, but for the vast majority of women, the benefits of breast cancer radiation outweigh the risk to the heart. So don't avoid this if the doctor says that you need it. Just watch the heart. And later on, you just want to remember, be real vigilant, know your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, your weight, so that you can lower your risk of having heart disease.
Speaking of knowing your cholesterol, Dr. Ken and I have both had great experiences with Cardiol. You've heard us talk about this product for well over a year. It lowers your cholesterol, but in order for it to do its job, you need to know what your cholesterol level is. Your doctor ought to be able to perform a simple blood test to assess your cholesterol level. Ken does in his office for sure. But there's a way you can also get a home test to get the same results. The Cholesterol Starter Kit, the kit from the folks at Cardiol, this is a way for you to call today, right now, 888-809-6424, and be one of the people eligible for a chance to win a cholesterol starter kit free, $89.95 value free, when you call 888-809-6424 and sign up for the 30-day free trial of Cardiol. You'll want to get this panel, this test, because it'll tell you what your cholesterol is before you start taking Cardiol. And then 30 days later, you test it again and see what I've experienced and what Ken knows from his patients is the fact. It'll lower your cholesterol, lower your triglycerides, all that information yours. If you take a chance, there's a chance today, if you dial 888-809-6424, that you could win a free cholesterol starter kit when you sign up for a 30-day free trial of Cardiol. 888-809-6424 or online at cardiol.net/Ken.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Stephan has walked to his studio every day. Yes, uphill both ways and sometimes in blinding snowstorms. Bring you 25 years of Doug Stephan's Good Day.
Some folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood. On the Hudson River line.
Piano man.
I'm in the New York state of mind.
Good stuff. Yeah, this is good. And the story behind this is also pretty good. I'm betting Roberta has read a lot about this in New York. Billy Joel did a Q&A session at Vanderbilt University, which is down in Memphis, Knoxville. Where is that? It's not Knoxville. It's
Vanderbilt. Where is that, Ken?
Vanderbilt. It's not Knoxville, but it's Nashville. Pretty sure it's in Nashville. Anyway, he gave a student quite a surprise when he agreed to do a duet with him of this song. New York State of Mind.
It was, right in Nashville. So the kid stands up and to ask his question.
His name is Michael Pollack.
And he just asks Billy Joel, can I play with you?
Uh-huh.
And Joel says, yeah, come on up.
Right. Favorite song was New York State of Mind.
And the kid is...
The way he said okay, though, was kind of funny. He just kind of goes, all right. Let the guy come up on stage. It's so cool.
Yeah.
So, and then the kid was on the Today Show yesterday doing their ins and outs as they were going in and out of breaks. They were he was playing the piano and did the New York State of Mind and said that he basically, every New Yorker who plays piano, Billy Joel is their idol.
Uh-huh.
And
Billy Idol is their Joel.
Or Billy Idol is their Joel, right. And dies to play with him, and he goes, I got my wish.
Yeah.
Very cool. And if you live in New York, you live along. And Billy Joel is New York.
Don't care.
Just like Roberta Fasanelli is.
This is good stuff. 26 after on Good Day. Today is the 14th of March, 3-14-13. What do you know about 3-14? How many remember from, let's see, wouldn't have been in algebra. It would have been in geometry, right? Pi, isn't that a geometric concept? pi times the radius. Yeah, 3.
Yes, it's geometry.
0.14. Right. It's a state of mind, if you will. But I'm interested because this is Pi Day, and the sign. I wonder how that. I don't know. This is geeky, I guess, in a manner of speaking. Sacred celebration in which the radius and circumference lovers of the world rejoice over the state of pi. And so our poll today at DougStephan.com is, what is your favorite kind of pie? A, fruit. B, cream. C, meringue. Meringue? Meringue. What is meringue?
Meringue.
Lemon meringue.
Meringue is a dance.
Lemon meringue, that's right. Yeah. I haven't had a lemon meringue pie for a long time. And then pecan pie, pizza pie. Tell us what your favorite pie is. I'm fascinated by the symbol for pies. Anybody know how that came to be? How it's like it's a T with a little leg on it.
Right.
Yeah,
kind of. But I don't know how that came. Anybody geeky enough to know that?
I'm actually on the Pi Wiki page right now trying to see where
the actual number is 3.14159.
Yeah, and then about 1,000 more numbers.
Yeah,
right.
It goes on and on and on into infinity. So anyway, we can celebrate Pi Day by eating a pie and not worrying too much about pi times the radius squared. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. One of those creative minds is Eric Ries. His book, The Lean Startup, is helping to grow businesses big and small around the world.
One of my favorite phrases from the book is what we call vanity metrics.
Eric Ries.
For those that are new to the term, vanity metrics are the numbers you put in your press release to make your competitors feel bad about themselves. Take a number like, you see this all the time in the technology press. Our new platform, we've had 100 million messages sent. Boy, does that sound like a lot. But if you think about that for a second, you say, wait a minute. Does that mean that 100 million people tried our product one time and didn't like it? Or does it mean that one person really, really, really likes our product a little bit too much? You don't know. See, that's the idea. We have a big number that sounds good, but we don't really know. The danger of vanity metrics is, what if you inside your company or your organization start to use vanity metrics to judge your own success? Then, you know, the vanity metrics go up. Everyone just assumes it's because of the thing I was working on at that time. But of course, when the vanity metrics go down, it's because of that thing the idiot down the hall was working on that ruined it. So what we need is a better way of measuring progress, real actionable metrics that help us understand what is the real cause and effect of the things we're doing in our organization. We have to say, how do we know that we actually made our customers' lives better and not worse? That requires a lot of hard work in math, in accounting, in really being rigorous in our thinking about what constitutes progress. How do you prove that you've learned something valuable about a new product or business? And it's one of the core ideas of the Lean Startup.
Eric Ries is author of the New York Times bestseller, The Lean Startup. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
So today, it's got to be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day. Today, good day, good day.
Now 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You are joined by Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler. And if that weren't enough, we also have Dr. Joy Brown with the fix for a problem. She knows, she identifies the problems, and then she fixes them. We got two problems for you, and maybe even three if we play our cards correctly. First off, there's always a problem. Every country, every community, whether it's America or around the world, women have problems with their husbands. Husbands have problems with their wives. So how do we fix the problem? Here's a lady who knew just how to fix the problem she had with a cheating SOB that she was married to, Jennifer.
Yeah, this is actually this is a true story out of White Rock, and this happened last weekend.
White Rock, what's that?
British Columbia, I would imagine. Is that okay. BC?
I don't know.
British Columbia is that? BC. Yes, yeah, right. I would guess that to be the case. All right, so this lady puts this ad up on Facebook. She says, last minute spontaneous estate sale. Husband left us for a piece of trash, selling everything while he is gone this weekend with his floozy.
Wow.
Selling everything and moving house after 10 years of marriage. This is one huge blank estate sale. Way too many items to list. Everything. Everything from art, furniture, bookshelves, storage cabinets, household appliances, books, sports stuff, boys and girls clothing, electrical appliances, toys, games, ping pong table, foosball table, garden pot, speakers, building supplies, and lots of tools.
Not the ping pong table.
Yeah, and the foosball table. Also selling his favorite red leather theater seating sofa. That sounds nice. Two of them, which seat three people each with recliner function. Lots of tools which he didn't have a clue how to use. Table saw, super-sized industrial ladder, tool cabinets, lawnmower, and yard tools, too. Brand new sliding glass door that he never got installed is available, too. I love these little thrashes at him. It's great. I want the house empty on Monday when he returns because that will be a shock for him to see. So come pick out what you would like Saturday and Sunday at 8 a.m. Don't come too early. I'll leave out the disparaging remark there about some performance issues that he had. Because I will be thoroughly enjoying some wine with my girlfriends the evening before as we clean out all this stuff and likely be nursing a hangover in the morning, so please speak softly to the ladies wearing the sunglasses. There are not any of his clothes for sale, though, as we will have already burned those in the driveway. However, you can see the ashes of his clothes that he is going to see for no additional charge. They give the address, and then she says, also, I'm putting the house up for sale next week, too, so if you've always wanted to live in this beautiful city, you can look at the house this weekend, too, before it hits the market.
Oh,
two-story
goodness.
Ocean View corner home next to schools. And she says, life is too short to waste time. God put my eyes in the front of my head for a reason. I'm looking forward to moving forward. See you tomorrow at 8 a.m. First come, first serve.
God.
So she knew that he was away with the floozy?
Yes.
Apparently. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Dr.
That's
Joy Brown,
great.
How
great.
Do the extremes that one goes to when they have a cheating spouse, what leads up to this, and how do you fix the problem? If somebody divorces, the anger that comes after the fact, children being used as pawns, all this stuff, even dogs and cats now are part of the soap opera.
And so, forget that. Let's talk about revenge. I mean, this is what this is all about,
well,
I
that's
think.
That's my question. Will this revenge make her feel better? Will this fix her?
Well, first of all, like they say, revenge is best eaten cold. She's clearly starting over. When you're talking about selling the kids' clothes, you're talking about starting over. So I'm not sure this is really about getting even with him, other than maybe economically, because I don't know what the arrangement is. But it's certainly saying, I'm going to banish the past. It does seem a little extreme. But look, I think the point about, I mean, we can talk about, you've got about 15,000 things here to talk about. But first of all, marriages don't go wrong because of one person. I mean, it's that marriages go wrong because people stop caring about each other, because people focus on their kids or their careers rather than each other. Infidelity is the stupidest single reason, because it's really a statement that says, I can't be trusted at all. And why would the person that you're having an affair with ever trust you? But that's a sort of side issue. But this one is clearly a woman who's saying, and I think the issue is not so much revenge, and even not even economics, is she's saying, I'm not going to be a victim here, that I'm not going to keep it a secret, I'm not going to feel sorry for myself, I'm going to do something proactive. Do I think this, I mean, she's not going to get any money from this, so it's really not the world's smartest economic move. Him coming back to an empty house, you know, I don't even know if he's going to care. It does seem to be a little misguided. And if I had to really get the kernel of this, I would say she's really just making a public statement that says, I'm out of here, he's a cheat. And I think all the rest of it is very secondary.
And so what comes of this, though, when there's so much drama, as she's created, there's drama that's been created by the husband who's a cheating, no good so-and-so, is the further creation of more drama good if there are children involved?
Well, that's exactly the point, isn't it? Once you've got kids, you've got hostages.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of the short-sighted view of this, that for herself, she's saying, I'm not going to be a victim. No one's going to whisper about me at the grocery store because I'm making it, you know, it's not a secret. I'm making it blatant. But the kids are going to pay part of the price for this, that their kid, that people are going to talk about it at school. She's obviously going to displace them. And I think at some point, if it was just the two of them, as far as I'm concerned, she can cut all his neckties in half,
right,
as a metaphor. But I think once you've got kids involved, that what you really try and do is take the high road. The kids don't care about why parents are splitting up. All they're doing is saying, what about me? And I think that from the kids' point of view, this is not a very wise thing to do. Everything that they have is going to be gone. Their house is going to be gone. Their mother, instead of dealing with kids who are going through a really awful time, is getting drunk with her girlfriends. I mean, this is chaos, and I think
now we don't know, Dr. Joy. We don't know if they have kids together. It could be, and
well,
the inference that I get from this is maybe that maybe he has kids with someone else, and
well,
maybe they live together alone.
Clothes. Well, who knows? But
toys, clothes, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, most of us don't keep toys and kids' clothes and toys around once the kids aren't there. But
I think it's a selfish, my read is that it's a selfish act of a desperate woman. Whether I'd like to know whether, as Joyce said, there's not enough information here. I want to know whether what this woman was like with this guy in the first place. But the way, if he's as blatant about it that she knows what's going on, then they're both losers as far as I can. I think they both have a lot to learn.
they're not actually taking the roadmap in the land of the mature. Let's
no.
at least admit that.
Right.
You know, it's you know, who can have the bigger temper tantrum?
All right, let's talk about something that's near and dear, mostly to Jennifer's heart. A problem with women who wear high heels and the damage that it causes to their feet. Now, it may be good if you like calves on women. Too much information. I love women's calves. The essence of what happens, though, when you're wearing high heels a lot, Jennifer wears them all the time, and not necessarily good ones. What is there about looking good? This is just I'm not trying to pick on Jennifer, but there's so much mania now. Women want to, it is all about how they look and not about health. Why would you make a choice of wearing something that you knew was going to do you harm? Why do women do that, Joy?
Well, I think it's only women. I mean, men wear neckties, right? And that it's not as much anymore. I don't think it's about exclusively women, although women have historically felt that their worth was in their beauty or their youth or their sexiness, as opposed to men can stand really tall on their wallets. Right. So I think it's not exclusively women. But there is a story that came out this week that said in Britain that women spend three times more money getting ready for a vacation than they actually spend on the vacation. And my stance is on that, instead of getting all dolled up to go someplace to find a man, take that same money, put it down on a house, and you'll never be homeless, as opposed to sort of feeling like you're a little butterfly that has to attract somebody and then make them take care of you. But I think men do stupid things, too. You guys wear belts. You wear neckties. I mean, granted, you get
That's
a little...
stupid about wearing a belt.
What's wrong with a belt?
If you
didn't have a belt, you would be very upset with me.
Yeah.
Okay, well, fair enough. I'll go along with that. But, I mean, you guys, and men are, did you know that the largest cosmetic increase is with men? You guys are doing aftershave and facelifts and coloring your hair. And, oh, you guys.
You know what? Doug spends enough
for
my
for
outfit.
Me.
Not me.
No more. I don't do it anymore. I'm all natural.
Doug's
natural.
The makeup guy here.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, and think of all the damage you guys do to yourselves when you're holding your breath so we won't notice your little guts.
Thank you for that visual.
She's got me there.
Dr. Joy Brown here on Good Day. Thank you for fixing several problems for us. In a moment, a young woman gives away $20,000. How could that be possible? Meantime, let's talk about your manliness. Richie, you can be the guinea pig here. Most men don't realize that testosterone is a vital hormone needed to maintain your good health. And there are all kinds of studies that have been done on testosterone, which stimulates the use of stored body fat for energy. It keeps you looking lean, so you need that belt that we were just talking about. There's an article that I read that suggests that you also see an increased incidence of cardiovascular disease, diabetes, osteoporosis, and other age-related illnesses that occur as testosterone levels slowly decline with age. Lower testosterone levels are associated with increased obesity, diabetes, fatigue, lower cognitive abilities, depression, heart disease, you name it. It's bad if you don't have enough testosterone. So, the fix to that problem is to get T-Gen, T-G-E-N, and with it comes a product called Nitro Boost. Guys everywhere are getting on to this new testosterone product because it works. It's all natural. It's been tested. Not only does T-Gen increase your testosterone, but with the use of Nitro Boost, which is nitric oxide, so much attention to be given to that. I've found out more about nitric oxide in the last 3 or 4 months than I ever knew in my entire life, and how important it is to move all the good things in your body to nourish your capillaries, your arteries, your veins. That's what Nitro Boost helps. So, here's a deal that you will not be able to pass up. Call 800-631-6443. That's 800-631-6443. And order T-Gen now. When you do that, mention Doug Steffen. You'll get two bottles of Nitro Boost free with your order of T-Gen. It'll increase your libido. It'll increase exercise results, muscle mass, all that good stuff, strength that you want to have as you get older. Stay healthy with T-Gen, 800-631-6443. And, by the way, make sure you mention my name. Get two bottles of Nitro Boost to get the blood flowing all around your body. Great for you. Great for exercise. Great for your life. 800-631-6443.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to GEICO. People love GEICO. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to GEICO. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers classic roast coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where'd you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400 and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Hi, this is Sherry. My husband started taking Andro 400 a few months ago and wow, has he ever changed. He's no longer a couch potato, and he actually likes to go out and do things again. Best of all, he lost his gut, and is he looking good? All I have to say about that is...
Andro 400, the natural way to increase your testosterone. Guys, if you'd like to lose your belly fat, gain energy and muscle, and feel like you did years ago, try Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Andro400.com.
Musicians, your chance to save at least 50% off list is almost over. It's Guitar Center's Green Tag Finale. Don't wait till it's too late to get half-off deals on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. Like Epiphone Acoustics, 57% off list, $99. Harbinger Power DA speakers, 62% off list, $149 each. And two Boom Stands for the price of one, just $39. Hurry, when the doors close Sunday night, Guitar Center's Green Tag sale ends. Don't miss it.
All right, let's get to Richie covering this thing. I'm thinking about how exciting it would be if you had a child at home who was able to produce as well as this youngster, but yet nobody knows where the money came from. Richie, tell us.
How would you feel if your kid came home with a backpack full of $20,000 bills, Doug?
But I didn't think she didn't. She never went home with it, right?
No, she didn't. A neighbor gave her, this girl, a 12-year-old girl, a backpack, and she took it to school and started handing out money.
That's awesome.
So
So the guy had left the $20,000 in the bag when he gave it to her?
The kid across the street gave it to her. So apparently the kid got it from her parents somehow, and I'm assuming those parents didn't know it. So the kid, the 12-year-old, goes to school, starts handing out money, and the principal gets wind of it and goes and gets the backpack and goes and collects all the money back that they'd given away.
Really?
Calls the police. This is in Detroit, by the way. Hint, hint, clue, clue, what's going on there. And one of the kids at school says, I thought she was just trying to be Robin Hood, man. So they don't yet know where the $20,000 came from, but I'm thinking Detroit, the kid found the parents' backpack. I'm thinking the money's from no good. So,
usually when you have large sums of cash laying around your house in a backpack, it's for no good unless you're trying to do ransom.
Exactly, in a backpack. And it's amazing that there was nothing else in the backpack, too, like guns, drugs, or whatever. So we'll follow up on that, but I want the $20,000. It's 51 past on Doug Steffens. Good day.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
But I must admit it, the guy you always come through, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
This is, If I Didn't Have You, Billy Crystal, John Goodman singing from the movie Monsters, Inc. Billy Crystal, 65 today. Wow, crank it up, Richie.
Nothing to me. Yeah, I wouldn't be nothing.
By the way,
have you to say,
what I didn't know, my son is too close to a lot of this information, and I sometimes think I don't want to know all of the stuff he tells me about what goes on with these people. The John Goodman character in the movie in which he plays a drug dealer, and I'm trying to remember, was that Argo?
Flight,
right. Apparently, that was his real-life role. When he was on Roseanne, and either before and or after that, he was big into it and apparently helped a lot of his friends and got away with it. to the point where, you know, he was going to be incarcerated. And somehow got himself out of it.
I would normally fight you on these kind of stories, but that's one I could believe.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's no secret that, you know, he admits that he was a serious alcoholic, John Goodman, and yeah. Just cleaned himself up.
But he certainly is a good actor. And he's showing up.
He's developed into an amazing character actor.
Yeah, he's very, very good. I think he does a lot of these great roles that he gets that are unforgettable roles, actually. So maybe that's what it takes to be good at that stuff. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. We have our contest first, and then Chuck will have some movie news for us. We're going to celebrate the 80th birthday of Michael Caine by three clips from a movie that he was in the year 2000. Here's the first one.
A brief, shining moment, and then that mouth.
All right.
No help.
I think it might be more than you think it is, Richie. 888-302-3684 for the prize. If you can identify this movie, here's the next clip.
What was the question? I was distracted by the half-masticated cow rolling around in your wide-open trap.
All right. I believe that...
he had a partner in this movie, right?
Yeah, but I'm trying to remember... Sybil Shepherd. Who's the woman that was in Boston Legal with Candace Bergen? Okay, she's in this too. And so Shatner. All right, did that help you any? Got it?
I got it.
Okay, last clip.
I was thinking of the wrong movie, but I got it.
You are truly unique. If I ever had a daughter, I imagine that she would be something like you, which is perhaps why I've never reproduced.
888-302-3684. It was a great movie for the female lead as well. She did very well in it. All right. So if you got it, you call us. You got 60 seconds. And speaking of that, in 60 seconds, Chucker has movie news.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with a cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Scott paper towel 6-packs for $4.99.
Hey, ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll paper towel 6-packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
Chuck Curry with movie news for us. What's up, Chuck?
All right, Doug. Rumor has it that Jurassic Park 4 will start shooting this summer, despite the fact there's no cast, no director, or actual working script. why stop it there? You'll do it anyway.
Exactly. Throw a few dinosaurs and you'll be fine.
June 13, 2014 is the release date. Well, other bit of news, Sony Pictures yesterday announcing that they'll make a feature film based on the Norman Lear 70s sitcom Good Times. I love that show. I don't think it's a good idea, personally. They'll probably make it into a spoof comedy, but I'm going to hope that they don't. Sylvester Stallone says he's trying to get Jackie Chan for The Expendables 3, and also will make the third installment a lot more humorous. And one other bit of news I think is important. All eyes in the industry will be on the release of The Great Gatsby in May. Why? It's the first adult-oriented drama to be shot entirely in 3D. Now, the question is, will sophisticated moviegoers want to see a movie in 3D or they opt for the 2D screenings? That's
going to be an interesting question. Walter, in Baldwinville, Massachusetts, what's the name of the movie?
Miss Congeniality.
That it is, with Sandra Bullock and Michael Caine. It's a good cast and a good movie. All right, sir, congratulations. Thank you. Hold on.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noti Plus from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.